Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All around is
my dear listener, I welcome you to the new year. It is a brand new year, and we must be grateful to God for it. I'm aware that not everyone was able to cross from last year to the new year. But God brought you into this year because He has a plan for you. It doesn't matter what you passed through last year. I want you to know that God has a message for you. I therefore encourage you to listen attentively to this broadcast. My name is Brother Chris, and you are listening to Moment of Truth. Please let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and grace and for bringing us into the new year. We also thank you for the word which you are about to hear. Lord, we ask that you speak to each and every one of us and help us to fulfill your will for our lives in this new year. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My dear listener, I know that there are different feelings among people as we enter the new year. Some are feelings of joy and rejoicing, while others are feelings of sorrow and sadness. And each person's feeling depends on the events and experiences of last year. While last year was good for some people, it was bad for others. But no matter the things you achieved or suffered last year, or how you ended last year, I have come to let you know that the Almighty God is interested in giving you a new beginning. So in today's broadcast, I shall be sharing a message titled, A New Beginning. A New Beginning. And I will be taking my Bible reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. And it says, Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert. The scripture we just read was spoken by God to the children of Israel after they had suffered so many things in the hands of their enemies. They had passed through many things as a people, but then it came to a point that God decided to do a new thing that would give them a new beginning, a new thing that would change their tears to joy and their sorrows to rejoicing. The same way, there are those listening to me right now that passed through a lot last year. And God is giving such persons the same promise as we step into the new year. And that promise is, I will do a new thing. And I know that the promise is available to us today because God does not change. If God promised to do a new thing for the people of old, then we are sure He will also do a new thing for us today. So no matter how you ended last year, God is promising you a new beginning. No matter the mistakes of last year, no matter the challenges of last year, no matter the problems and difficulties of last year, God is promising to give you a new beginning. It may also be that you received several blessings last year, but God is saying, Behold, I will do a new thing. And God cannot lie. What He said He will do, He will do. And what He spoke, He will bring to pass. Hallelujah. But then, before God can do the new thing that He has promised, there are certain things that you have to do on your own. And the first thing that God expects you to do before you can have a new beginning is to let go of the past. Let go of the past. If you want God to give you a new beginning, then you must let go of the events of last year. You must stop thinking and analyzing the things you did or did not do last year. You must let go the failures and disappointments of last year. You must let go the hurts and pains of last year. No matter what the issues are, you must let them go. You must forget the past and forgive yourself for the past. Similarly, you must also let go of any achievements and successes of last year because greater things are about to come. God specifically told the children of Israel not to remember the former things and the things of old. And He said that because the past has the ability of affecting your future. And as long as you are holding on to the failures or successes of the past, you will not be able to move forward. And that is why Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 13. Philippians 3 verse 13. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are past behind and reaching forward to those things which lie ahead. So you must make up your mind, my dear listener, to let go of whatever happened to you last year and get ready for what God has for you in the new year. The second thing you must do before God can give you a new beginning is to be expectant. There are some people who enter the new year without any expectations. They are not expecting anything from God, and therefore they will not receive anything from Him. Yes, and this is because where there is no expectation, there will be no manifestation. I say it again, where there is no expectation, there will be no manifestation. So for you to have a manifestation of a new beginning, you must have an expectation. Psalm 62 verse 5 says, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. Here, David had an expectation and was therefore waiting for God to make it to manifest. So for God to do a new thing in this new year, you must be expectant. And when you are expectant, you will be focused and alert. When you are expectant, your mind will always be on the new beginning. When you are expectant, you will be patient and not discouraged easily. The person that is expectant will keep his or her expectation fresh through constant prayers. My dear friend, God has promised to do a new thing, but you must be expectant for you to be part of it. The third thing that we need to do before we can have the new beginning that God promised this new year is to believe God. To believe God. There is no way God can do a new thing in your life except you believe Him. Because to believe makes you to receive. To believe makes you to receive. To believe God means to have absolute trust in God and whatever God says. To believe God means to have confidence in God and the promises of God. When God says He will make a way where there is no way, you have to believe Him. When He says He will bring water out of the wilderness, you have to believe Him. You need to trust God with all your heart to be able to enjoy this new beginning. Unfortunately, a lot of people nowadays do not believe God and the Word of God. Even as I am speaking now, that God will do a new thing this year, they are wondering, how will this thing be possible? Such people, instead of looking at God and what God has said He will do, they are looking at the economy, the environment, the government policies. Well, for God to do a new thing in your life, my dear friends, you must begin to look at God and what He has promised. And in case you have forgotten, God has promised, behold, I will do a new thing. So whether it is in your family or in your marriage or in your business or your career or your academics or in your ministry or your Christian life, whatever area you need a new beginning, God has promised to do a new thing. A new thing that will give you a new beginning. And as we pray together today, you will receive that new beginning in Jesus' name. Amen. The fourth and final thing that you need to do so that you can enjoy the new beginning that God has promised in this new year is to live right. To live right. And this is the most important and the foundation for the new beginning. I have talked about letting go of your past. I have talked about being expectant. I've also talked about believing and trusting God. However, all these things will be useless and of no effect except you are living right. And what do I mean by living right? To live right means to live the right kind of life. To live right means to live as God wants us to live. To live right means to live a life of righteousness. You cannot continue to live the same life of sin you lived last year and expect God to give you a new beginning. No, it doesn't work that way. Many people do not understand that sin is a terrible thing that destroys someone's destiny, and God hates sin. God will never have anything to do with sin. God will never have anything to do with anyone living in sin. Therefore, sin will prevent you from enjoying the new beginning that God has promised in this new year. And in case you don't know, most times God will want to help a person, but He will be unable to do so because the person is not living right. Sin becomes a barrier to the blessings of God in someone's life. In Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2, Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, the Bible says, Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. So you see that sin will prevent someone from receiving a touch from God, except the person repents and starts living right. It is therefore important that we begin the new year by turning away from our sins, whether it is the sin of lying, or cheating, or stealing, or forgery, or whether it is the sin of gossip, or envy, or false accusation, or hypocrisy, or whether it is the sin of smoking and drunkenness, or fighting, or cultism, murder, or whether it is the sin of fornication, adultery, masturbation, pornography, lesbianism, or homosexuality. Whatever the sin you are living in, God is calling you to come and experience a new beginning in the new year. It is not the will and desire of God to see you destroyed by sin and Satan. To show how God feels about sin, I will read the book of Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 30 to 32. Ezekiel 18, 30 to 32. And it says, therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, said the Lord God. Repent and turn yourself from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your reign. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O ye house of Israel? God loves you and wants you to turn from your sin. And because of his love, he wants to give you a new beginning. And to do that, he sent his only begotten son Jesus to the earth to suffer and die for the sin of the whole world. Jesus has paid the price for our sins. No matter the type of sin, all you need to do is to repent of your sin and accept God's forgiveness that comes through Jesus Christ. No man can save himself from sin. Jesus Christ is the only one that can save a man from sin. You can make 100 New Year resolution, but it will fail you except you come to Jesus and receive him into your heart. He will then destroy the root of sin and give you a new beginning. Because the Bible says, for this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, that he may destroy all the works of the devil. And you can receive Jesus right there where you are. Yes, right there and right now. Ask him to save you from your sin. You can pray this prayer with me with all your heart and say, Almighty God, I come to you today. I am a sinner and I repent of my sins. Please have mercy upon me and forgive me. Lord Jesus, I receive you into my life. Give me a new heart. Give me a new beginning. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray this prayer with me, I want to assure you that God has forgiven you, but you must never go back to your sin anymore. Now let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, as many as have cried out to you today for forgiveness, I ask that you have mercy upon them and save their soul. Give them a new beginning. Give them a new heart. And for everyone listening to me that have decided to continue to believe you and to live a life of holiness, I command new favor in this new year in the name of Jesus. I command new grace this year in the name of Jesus. I command new glory this year for them in the name of Jesus. I command new opportunity this year in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is and in every area of their life that they need a new beginning, Almighty God, I prophesy and I declare a new beginning for them in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for answering our prayers. For I prayed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. I trust that God has taught you by this message. But if you have questions or you need counseling, then please feel free to reach me. And the number to call is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. God bless you till I come your way. Same time, same station,